Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. This week, we're delving into a story that sits at the very heart of privacy and technology in 2024. X Corp, the company formerly known as Twitter, has formally petitioned the Federal Trade Commission to alter or even revoke its current privacy consent decree. It's a significant move given the company's rocky history with user privacy and government compliance. A history that's defined much of Silicon Valley's conversation over the past decade. For a bit of background, back in 2011, Twitter reached a settlement with the FTC over allegations of improperly secured user data. This meant they had to follow some pretty comprehensive rules for handling our information, rules that were updated and expanded in 2022 after further violations came to light. In fact, those more recent breaches led to a hefty penalty for X Corp. A whopping $150 million in fines. The 2022 consent decree didn't just make them pay. It extended regular regulatory oversight well into 2042. That oversight is supposed to ensure that changes in company leadership or structure don't let poor privacy practices slip through the cracks again. But now, X Corp wants either those conditions relaxed or eliminated altogether. Their argument is that they've restructured the company and brought in new leadership who are committed to privacy. So they claim ongoing regulatory scrutiny is no longer necessary. On paper, they've launched a new privacy and information security program, and they're saying the right things about user data protection and transparency. But here's where the story gets complicated, because those assurances haven't been matched by real evidence that user privacy is any safer today than it was before. In fact, the launch of their new AI model, called Grok, earlier this year, has only added to privacy concerns. Grok's ability to learn from vast amounts of user data means there's a risk that information posted to X could be used to train the model without clear and explicit consent from individuals. When companies develop powerful AI tools, the privacy implications are always significant, and experts are warning that we don't know nearly enough about how X Corp is using our data behind the scenes. Those concerns aren't just hypothetical. Earlier this year, a new data breach was reported that further contradicts X Corp's claims of improved data security. The breach exposed sensitive information and drew immediate criticism from privacy advocates, many of whom now see the company's requests for reduced oversight as both premature and risky. X Corp, for its part, insists that the FTC's involvement is outdated and only stifles their ability to innovate, especially around AI products. They argue that removing federal scrutiny will help them compete in the intense race to develop new technologies, and that keeping oversight in place could have a chilling effect on their AI ambitions. But that argument hasn't convinced anyone in the privacy community, who point to long-established risks of misusing user data, particularly in the context of AI model training. There's very real danger that sensitive information could be inadvertently or intentionally exposed through these advanced tools, especially in the hands of a company with a history of privacy lapses. Leading advocacy groups, including the Electronic Frontier Foundation, Demand Progress, and the National Consumers League, have all come out strongly against X Corp's petition to roll back the 2022 decree. Their position, backed by years of evidence, is that consistent, external oversight is the only way to meaningfully protect user data from new and emerging risks. They also argue that for a company of X Corp's size, one with hefty cash reserves, the compliance costs are marginal, especially compared to the dangers of deregulation. In their view, giving X Corp a pass on oversight would set a dangerous precedent for the entire tech industry, especially now that AI is changing the privacy equation. To understand why this issue matters, it helps to look at the rapid advances in artificial intelligence across the tech world. We've seen a surge of innovation, AI research that's changing not only what's possible online, but also what's at stake. Just last month, SpaceX made headlines with news of a prototype AI-powered device leveraging technology from its xAI subsidiary, a move that could reshape how personal data is captured and used. Meanwhile, Meta continues to deploy sophisticated AI on its suite of social platforms, raising parallel concerns about user data and consent at an unprecedented scale. It's against this backdrop of new devices, invasive algorithms, and persistent data collection that the drama over X Corp's push for deregulation unfolds. With so many companies developing AI tools that interact with millions, even billions of people, the argument for robust, ongoing regulatory oversight is more compelling than ever. Privacy can't just be a checkbox or a slogan. It's got to be woven into the DNA of innovation, especially when stakes are this high. So what does that mean for smaller players, open source maintainers and developers, building in today's environment. But one key takeaway is the importance of security best practices at a foundational level. Whether you're running a major tech firm or maintaining a modest GitHub project, the GitHub Security Lab recently published some practical recommendations, enabling private vulnerability reporting, secret scanning with push protection, and basic code scanning for new risks. The idea is to signal to users that security isn't an afterthought. It's a core value, baked in from the very start. And the best part? Implementing their checklist usually takes less than half an hour. It's a simple way to increase trust and protect your project's reputation. And it helps create the kind of security-conscious culture we need as technology grows more powerful and complex. For X-Corp, however, the stakes are much larger than reputation alone. At the root of this debate is consumer trust, which must be earned through both technology and accountability. Rolling back decades of privacy oversight doesn't just expose individual users to risk, it could set back efforts across the sector to build a safer and more user-respectful internet. To bring it all together, the intersection of emerging AI technologies, evolving security practices, and long-standing privacy concerns means we can't lose sight of the regulatory frameworks that have protected consumers for so long. We're at a pivotal moment. The foundations we strengthen or weaken today will impact everything from user trust to technological progress for years to come. Looking forward, what's the answer? Our team, along with virtually every major privacy advocacy group, says it's pretty clear. The FTC must deny X Corp's petition to dilute or abolish the consent decree. Instead, they need to reinforce why these checks and balances exist, to keep companies honest and give individuals confidence their data won't be abused as new technologies emerge. While X Corp argues that regulation holds back innovation, the evidence shows the real barrier to progress is the lack of trust when privacy is neglected or enforced too weakly. Modern responsible data handling and clear boundaries around AI use aren't just possible, they're absolutely necessary in today's world. So as we track cases like X Corp's, it's important for everyone, not just policymakers, but developers, maintainers, and users, to stay engaged. If you care about building a safer internet, keep advocating for strong security practices, demand transparency, and support privacy-first approaches to software development. Because, at the end of the day, everyone deserves to know their personal data is protected, no matter what company or technology comes next. That's the real foundation for lasting, meaningful innovation: trust. Just before we close, a quick reminder. If you're an open source maintainer or contributor, take a few minutes this week to audit your project's security settings. Tools like GitHub secret scanning, vulnerability reports, and automated code reviews are easy to set up and pay big dividends in user safety and confidence. You'll be joining a movement toward more resilient, ethically built software, which all of us can benefit from in the long run. That's it for this edition of Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.